child to take me to a simple time when things weren't quite as wild. One of those very special things that does it every time is a donut and a glass of milk. It makes me feel so fine. Everybody loves donuts. Lord knows I do.
Hey guys.
Jesse, go. Were you even hitting record?
It's recording now.
Oh.
This is the intro. Oh, this is the quality that they can expect from us. Go ahead.
How much of the intro have they gotten?
Everything so far, starting with Mandy or Squeak.
I tried to greet them.
Yeah.
Jesse, go. Lindsay, go.
All right, guys, it's the Thursday show. What's up? It's PZ85 After Dark. I'm just going to take the damn reins. So
it's Pokemon
After Dark. Well, I asked you what we were talking about, and you didn't give me shit. So,
it's
and
Pokemon
I took
Month.
The lead.
Don't you listen to the shows?
Nope.
Well, there's your answer right there. It's Pokemon Month on the Thursday show. We just wrapped up, what's it called?
After Dark. Don't you listen to the shows?
Are you afraid of PZ85 After Dark?
I am afraid of it. And tonight we were talking about Pokemon.
Yay.
But before we get into Pokemon, Lindsay, you and I had a discussion that we're going to continue on the show.
Okay.
About me spending money.
Yeah.
So let's hear your criticisms. Let's air the dirty laundry for everyone to hear. Go ahead.
I'm mad that he's getting a new Xbox when the money isn't necessarily there. That's it.
Okay.
And you already had an Xbox?
Well, technically I didn't, because the Xbox that I had, I just took from the store. And I just said, I'm using this until I no longer need it.
Okay. We had an Xbox that got traded in that was all, like, it was filthy.
Yeah.
I think it was disgusting. And whenever I took it in, like, I gave the guy, like, because I'm the one that took it in, gave him less money than it's normally worth by quite a bit because it was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It was a white system. It was no longer white.
Yeah.
Then it was kind of sitting in the back because I was going to soak the shell in, like, bleach and everything else to try and get it back to white. And then Shannon was like, well, let's just borrow this real quick.
Yeah. And that borrow turns into like 3 months of borrowing. But I like to own my own stuff. And I was excited about the Xbox One X when it came out. I knew it was it was kind of premature because I don't have a 4K TV. But I thought, why not jump on this opportunity? I had a terrible day. So I thought, I'll take this and I'll work it out because I always do.
You always do. I'll give you that.
Somehow I always work things out. But right before we started the show, I kind of walked into a little bit of criticism that was being said behind my back. And, you know how I handle criticism. I like to put it on the show so everyone can be awkward. So Lindsay, let's talk about the money we've spent in the past year.
Yeah.
Let's,
I know.
Let's
it's
talk
a lot.
About where the money goes.
Yeah. The effing car.
You can say the F word. It's fine.
Oh, I don't feel like saying it.
Can we move on? Or do we need to keep doing this?
This is my favorite part of the show, though, is making Lindsay so mad that she, like, storms off. So,
that all right,
happen. I'll stop. Lindsay, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
She's just doing... I'm actually not sure. Like, are those numbered
I don't know
Pokemon?
What she's doing either.
I am filling in my Pokedex in X and Y because I have it all there, and I just want my stupid shiny charm, and I can't get the shiny charm until the Dex is complete.
Oh, okay.
Well, have you ever heard of paper instead of using a napkin?
I don't have a piece of paper, so I'm using a napkin and a magic marker, okay?
We have paper here.
I know, but I wasn't going to bother you for one because you were in the middle of something.
What was I in the middle of?
You were talking to them about something and a printer not working and whatever.
So Jesse's here with us tonight.
Yeah.
And Lindsay.
Yeah, I'm here.
And Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy's awkward, Jesse's awkward, and Lindsay's pissed off.
I'm not pissed off, I'm crabby.
I mean, I'm not awkward. I'm feeling the awkward vibe.
Why are you crabby?
Because it's a Pokemon.
That was good.
I like that pivot.
That was good.
It wasn't quite the Zoidberg dance, but...
I'll take it.
All right.
So what are we talking about tonight, Chief?
Pokemon. Because I was doing this for Lindsay because we talk about how we don't really talk about a lot of topics that she really enjoys per se anymore. This was kind of a month that Lindsay can talk about something she has a real passion for, which is Pokemon. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
But she also has a passion for talking about the mistakes I make. And we can't devote a month to that. Because there's not enough time in that month to devote to all the mistakes I make.
That's a year-long show.
That would be an entire show on its own. That's the next podcast that I'm starting.
But does it make that one of the rotating Tuesday shows?
Yeah. Well, I'm breaking off into a new podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. You're starting
a whole new podcast to rival Podzilla 1985. I built one empire. I can do it again based solely on the fact that I screw up so much.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure some people would listen to that show.
A lot of people will tell you that material things don't make you happy, that money can't make you happy. Those people are liars.
Yeah.
Because material things will make you happier than any other person ever will. Because material things can only break down and you can replace them. They won't betray you or lie to your face. So you can't be disappointed in something that you purchase. I guess you can purchase whores, but purchasing a whore is different, I feel.
Well, plus, I have been disappointed with material purchases.
I was like, so hoping you were going to say you've been disappointed with the whores you've purchased in the past.
Nope. Trying to deviate
nope.
back.
I'm fine with those. Okay. Anyway.
Well.
All right. I'll drop the awkwardness because this 5 minutes felt like an hour.
Even though you're so good at it.
I really am.
It felt
it's
like
fun
it was quite
for
a while.
Me, but it's not fun for anyone listening.
Correct.
Except Hunter. Hunter's probably laughing right now going, Shannon's a dick. And that's why he likes it. So let's talk about Pokemon. Let's start off by talking about the movie that we saw on Sunday. We saw Pokemon, I Choose Pikachu 2.
I Choose You.
Okay.
Pokemon, I Choose You.
Lindsay, you tell us about the movie and what you liked about it. You guys didn't see the movie, right?
Correct.
Nope.
You saw Thor Ragnarok instead.
Yes.
Well.
Do not regret.
I think time will make us the winner.
I also didn't realize Pokemon was playing.
It has one more showing in our area Saturday at 12:55.
It's basically like the first 10 episodes of the first
season. I wanted
season.
It to be like Sunday so I can take Mike, but
that was last Sunday.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Yeah,
it was
it's a limited event. Yeah. It'll pop up on one of the other like streaming sites or DVD or whatever eventually. Yeah.
You are so low.
I can't help it. I'm still sick.
Keep talking.
I'm still grumbling. I'm sorry.
But tell me about the movie.
Okay, but
movie.
Yeah. Anyways, it basically takes the first episode of the original series and how at the end, Ash and Pikachu see Ho-Oh, and it kind of builds off of it. It's finally a movie for Ho-Oh, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
What that is. And they touch on a few other things from the original series. And I enjoyed it. I had fun. But in hindsight, going back and watching other people talk about it, I realized they're really, really right. And it was an enjoyable movie, but it wasn't a good movie.
Really?
Not for theater. There were a lot of pointless points to it. Like,
that flow.
I mean, it's probably also
for... Don't give me that look!
Pointless points.
Yes.
For kids, though, like, that probably wouldn't care.
Like, Brock and Misty aren't in it.
Yeah,
he's got two different
that.
Travel companions, Verity and some other guy that I cannot remember his name at all. But Verity is basically Misty with a Piplup.
Hmm.
It's like same attitude, everything. It's
they mix together the old and the new. So you had Piplup in a Generation 1 movie.
You got the sassy Piplup, which was amazing.
Who doesn't like Piplup?
Okay, but which one is that again?
The little cute penguin.
Oh, man.
The water starter.
Yeah, Gen 4.
I shouldn't be on this Pokemon show.
Gen 4. Adorable penguin.
I mean, I only know the starters from Gen 4.
Like and then the other guy had a Lucario.
I know that one.
So
yeah, it was weird to see Ash's beginning journey combined with here's a Piplup, here's a Lucario, and
sort of
and then
like,
his rival had a
Lupine.
No, it's a Lycanroc, but it's the dark form, like in Moon when it evolves at night. I forget Dusk form. Yeah, that's it. No, Dusk is the new one.
Yep,
Midnight form, I think.
That sounds right.
Probably the only one that knows.
I'm real tired.
it kind of destroys the old theory of everything's time travel or not time travel. Like it's backwards.
Yeah.
So in other words, like when the first games came out, there were only 150 Pokemon left.
It's a theory that it's reversed, that they're going extinct.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's a neat theory.
I like that theory.
It's a fun one.
The reality is that they just didn't plan on making more games.
That is accurate.
Well, that's not entirely true, because they had more Pokemon. They just didn't have enough room for the data in the game.
Well, yeah, but I doubt they had all 700,000
That's
like Star Wars going back and retconning some of the stuff that they said in the first movies, because they didn't plan on making more movies past that, but then they did.
Yeah.
But
so many more.
But they shouldn't make any more Pokemon movies.
I'm not gonna say that because I enjoy them. They're cheesy, but I enjoy them.
They're very cheesy. Like and it like, wasn't. It wasn't. Do I regret watching the film? No. I got to sit in the recliner seats. I had a hot dog. and boy, that's
comfortable. Yeah, it was.
The bad thing is, it sounded like the audio was straight off a DVD or something.
Yeah, the audio on it was
shit. It sounded like it was just coming from two speakers on the side of the.
See, for
the
me,
thing.
It sounded like it was just coming from the far speaker from us. Like it almost seemed like the one closest to us wasn't even putting sound out.
I was pretty disappointed in that.
Yeah.
After going to see It and loving the setup, this felt like they were just showing a DVD and they didn't even have surround sound.
There were no previews before it at all. It just went right in.
They usually do that with the Fathom event stuff.
But I said, we've gone to other ones, though, that have had previews, even if they were just more Fathom previews.
Yeah, I know,
does that make you sad?
A little.
Why?
I like previews.
Because, like, the only Fathom Events thing I went to, like, me and Mandy went and saw the Killing Joke.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what did we, what?
Yeah, that was a Fathom Events.
That's also disappointing. Right.
I mean, it wasn't.
I liked it.
It was all right. The beginning was really awkward.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because Batman banged Batgirl.
Yeah, that was weird. I didn't enjoy that.
Yeah.
But anyway, beyond that, though, yeah, whenever we saw it, there weren't many, like, before the movie aired, there were a bunch of, like, advertisements for Fathom Events. But, like, once the movie time started, the movie
started.
It just started.
Yeah. Well, we went to the Sailor Moon one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they didn't have previews before that, did they? But they just had, like, DVD extras.
Okay, yeah, I guess that did go in, and they did do the extra features from it.
Which, I mean, no offense, but I'm glad they didn't do that with this, because Sailor Moon, and sitting through the Sailor Moon one was, like, kind of torture.
Well, that's because it was real goofy.
I think just one of my issues would be, like, the voice actors. Like, I'm so used to Ash from
it still sounds like Ash
from back in the day, though.
The new person that does Ash had a fairly smooth transition.
Yeah.
It was during Black and White that it changed. The pitch is a little deeper, but it's still pretty close.
Although I did watch a lot of X and Y with Mike, and I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, X and Y was great.
Is that the same voice actor of Ash for them?
Yes, okay, that's the same girl.
Team Rocket was there.
Not that they did anything. Their existence was completely pointless.
They
weren't even
did they
funny.
End up being the good guys again?
No, they
showed up and then they would blast off.
Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah, that's all
they
that
did
happened.
Literally
nothing.
Dick.
Yeah. Nothing. Absolutely
they, it was
nothing.
Like they just shoehorned them in to go, look, Team Rocket. Yeah. Remember them? Remember Team Rocket?
Did they even do their opening spiel?
No.
No.
James is awful voice acting now.
What do you mean?
I can't get over him.
Yeah. Well, now his voice actor does him and Meowth.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so that was terrible. A Pokemon did die. That was cool.
Yes, one of the new companions has a backstory that when he was younger, one of his family Pokemon protected him. And it's like, okay, this happens, yet Ash should have been pulverized by that Onix that he jumped in front of.
So,
and yeah, the physics in it was just weird. Yeah. And
so basically, the guy goes out like hunting or Pokemon catching or fishing or some
dumb
shit.
He's out running around in the snow.
Yeah, and he gets caught out in the snow, and this, what is it?
It's a Luxray.
This Luxray comes out to protect him. And what does he do?
It freezes to death.
It just lays next to him and like puts his power over him and freezes to death to keep him warm. What it could have done is picked his dumb ass up in its mouth and ran him back home.
Because it was bigger than the kid.
So my theory is that Luxray wanted to die, and that's why I smiled. Because that kid was Bob Marler. And the Luxray would have rather died than spend its life with him.
Oh, God. Bob doesn't listen to these shows, does he?
He would agree with me.
Oh, I know he would.
You don't think he'd agree with me?
I'm not saying that at all. He may even laugh at the joke.
He definitely would laugh at the joke. But yeah, a lot of it was just like, it was fan servicey, and like, I didn't go expecting fucking Shakespeare.
Like, they touched on...
I'm starting to realize something. Anime sucks.
That's not entirely true.
There are good anime out there.
Even
Pokemon
the,
is
you're
definitely
watching
good for
the like for like 4 to like 12 year old anime right now.
Okay, what's your edgy ass anime hot topic?
I haven't watched any in a while, but what?
Attack on Titan
is really good. Attack on Titan. Steins Your Lie in April.
Your Lie in April is great.
Even, I don't know.
Did you finally watch Steins Gate?
Mm-hmm. I'm just over so anime, good. I guess. Like all the anime that I've watched, it's just
I can still rewatch
Full Metal
Alchemist.
I mean, I can't say
anything.
Half the stuff I watch now is just slice of life stuff.
She likes to watch dramas with boys and women.
Oh, yeah. Magi was so good.
Magi's really good.
I guess I've been spoiled by American television.
I mean, there are good anime.
American television is so much better.
There's good anime out there. It's just, at this point, there is so much of it.
Yeah.
So saturated.
And there's a lot of it for different people.
Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, yeah. Seven Deadly Sins is great, too.
I liked High School of the Dead.
I liked the first three episodes of High School of the Dead.
I liked the first three episodes as a, like, actual human, and then I liked the rest of it as a dirty pervert.
There's one that you might like a whole lot then. Now I can't remember what it's called. It's, basically the entire thing is kind of like sumo wrestling, but it's...
You've already won me over.
No, it's just thin pretty girls, and they can only use their...
Oh, I remember you telling me
Steven
about
was telling me about this with their butts.
Their butt battling?
Yep, they can only use their boobs and their butts to knock people out of the ring.
I think he saw it on the same place I did. It was on Kotaku once. They were talking about it. I'm
That's
good.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, you liked the last part of House of the Dead. So, I mean, or High School of the Dead.
That was a joke. I was going to say I liked it as a dirty pervert. I really can't think of the last anime that I watched and said, that's really good.
I mean, there's a lot of it out there. You just kind of got
to like, even the stuff
it.
That I used to like, I can't rewatch now. Like, I can't watch Sailor Moon again. I love Sailor Moon, but the more I watch, the more I kind of cringe.
Oh, Sailor Moon is super cheesy.
Yeah, I couldn't rewatch
most
that.
Most anime is super cheesy.
I could rewatch Fullmetal Alchemist any fucking time.
I mean, even like Attack on Titan is super cheesy. Everything is cheesy.
What? Have you watched Attack on Titan?
You're saying Attack on Titan's not cheesy?
No.
Yes. With its over-the-top, giant, goofy motherfuckers running towards you and just the over-drama.
But there's no like goofy music or faces on them. They're running at you to fucking kill you.
You're saying there's nothing goofy on Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
That it's not goofy.
In context, those big motherfuckers running at you, it's terrifying.
I've seen those big things, man. They look doofy.
They do. And then they start eating people.
Well, they didn't eat
me. And it gets real gory and real bloody.
Yeah.
And yeah, then you're like, oh. Because at first you are like, oh, that's kind of funny looking. Look at them run. And then you're like, oh, no.
Why do they attack people?
Because that's their sustenance. They eat people.
Where do they come from?
We don't know
yet.
You
gotta watch that shit.
All these things don't need to be answered. Fuck.
Yeah.
I just can't. There's no subtlety in anime. To me. This is all opinion. I mean, please don't take this as me saying you guys are wrong for liking it. Please.
If I
came across, I apologize. But to me, there's no subtlety in anime. It's so just in your face and over the top. And I really like subtlety.
I mean, you're making a general statement about
of the anime
very broad. Yeah. Like there's anime out there that is very subtle and yeah, it's different. I mean, basically it's like saying that all American cartoons are the same. They're not.
Off topic, but Juju Smith-Schuster has Dragon Ball Z on his cleats.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw that the other day and I was like, I'm so glad I drafted you even more.
It's a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
My team. Woo.
And Lindsay's.
Not that I follow football at all, but I will root for Pittsburgh for everything.
Yeah!
There you go. But no, yeah, there's different anime out there. And yeah, you are right. There's a lot of it, especially the stuff that I know, like Lindsay likes the slice of life stuff. And that's all very much that.
Not all of it. A lot of it.
A lot of it.
Your Lie in April is slice of life, and it's definitely more subtle.
I liked Castlevania.
I like Kenshin still. And Try Again.
I liked Castlevania.
Yeah, there you go.
Was that, that's a stupid question, was that actually anime or was that an American cartoon designed to look like anime?
I thought it was anime.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It. Yeah.
Yeah, my understanding is that it's anime.
But even that, there were parts of it that were really, again, just kind of goofy. You watched it, right?
No, not yet. It's
only four episodes. Like, it goes fast.
I can't criticize them for that, because how long people have told me, watch Firefly, it's only like 8 episodes, and I've still never watched it.
It's Outlaw Star.
Fooly Cooly, that's something that's like crazy over the top.
Yeah.
I liked Fooly Cooly because Fooly Cooly was just like, it was
awesome.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's like if Tim and Eric made an anime.
6 episodes or something like that.
There was a part where a punching glove came out of a girl's vagina.
Yeah. That's when I stopped watching because I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, I finished it, and I still didn't know what was going on.
But you're just like, oh, okay.
If you were to ask me what's the plot of all these animes I've watched, I could tell you. And then you would say, what's the plot of Fooly Cooly?
I have no clue.
Robots, baseball bats, there's a Vespa. That's all I got.
Yeah, like, I mean, I've researched it, and people talk about all these like parallels and the message that it's trying to send.
It's
and all
the people
this
that are
stuff.
Looking more into it than the people that made the show.
And I'm just sitting there like, I'm not getting that at all. What are you talking about?
Right? And then they kind of laugh at you and go, he doesn't get it.
He doesn't. That's accurate.
Explain it to me.
And then they try to explain it to him, and they're like, nah, I don't think that's right.
Again, yeah.
I used to like Vampire Hunter D.
That was creepy, too.
But, again, rewatching it...
I think you might like Tokyo Ghoul.
That's a good one.
I looked into some of it. Like, I looked at some of the pictures of it and stuff after you guys talked about it. And I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just, it's hard for me to sit down and watch anything in general. And
Tokyo Ghoul is straight creepy.
I read the synopsis really of it. And I read some of the parts. Because what I'll do is, instead of watching the show, I'll just read about it. Like Game of Thrones. I just read the spoilers. Walking Dead, I just read the spoilers. So I know what happens. I don't like Walking Dead either.
I don't either.
Just for the record.
I've never watched it, but it just doesn't appeal.
I like Stranger Things.
I like Stranger Things.
I like shows like Stranger Things. What's that?
I haven't watched Walking Dead, but it just doesn't look good to me.
I love the first season.
I watched the first two episodes.
I think I've seen random episodes. Because
it got too heavy-handed. It got too heavy-handed, and it got too... I think someone was in here the other day and described it best, that it went from like a zombie horror show to us versus us, and also some zombies occasionally walk into the screen.
Yeah, the zombies, instead of being the focus of the plot line, the zombies are a plot device.
Yeah, when it needs to be. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just people versus people.
Yep.
And whatever. Whatever.
Anyway, I mean, like, it's a drama and there's zombies involved, but it's not...
I'll tell you a terrible anime.
What's that?
Supernatural, the anime.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that was bad.
What a horrible anime adaptation.
Yeah.
I love Supernatural, the show.
I liked the concept, but it didn't like play outright.
Not anymore.
Well, I haven't seen the last three seasons.
The first, four seasons of Supernatural are pretty great.
I mean, I still enjoyed part. It got real convoluted, but I was still enjoying it. And I'm not gonna lie, the end of the last season made me real mad, and now I gotta wait till it pops back up on Hulu to see what gets wrapped up.
I did see the end of the last season, and it was pretty stupid.
How dare they?
Yeah, because apparently now Satan's got a kid that he had with a human, and it's trying to decide if it wants to be a good guy or a bad guy.
Also, alternate world. Cassiel died again for the 30th time.
And someone else I like died.
What's his name?
Or pointless sacrifice.
Tells his name.
I bet you anything that Sam has a secret from Dean.
No.
Dean has a secret from Sam. It's his turn. All right.
Hit the dartboard. Who has the secret? So way off topic of Pokemon here, but
that's fine.
We're just talking about anime in general now.
Yeah.
We have all month for
Pokemon. I don't
know
if we've ever done an anime show.
I don't think we have.
Like our favorite animes, our least favorite animes.
We've done conventions and stuff. But...
Well, yeah, we did do a convention episode.
What's your favorite anime, Mandy?
Full Metal Alchemist.
You dressed up as, was it?
Hawkeye.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Whenever you guys, that was the first time
that
you guys
G-Con,
really hung
was
out.
It?
Yeah, it was on G-Con.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You guys are Team Magma.
That was our Magma group.
Yeah, and Krista was Edward.
I remember meeting Krista for the first time during all that too. Yeah.
We played human chess. God dang it. That was my favorite fucking thing about that con.
My favorite was meeting you.
Cool. Thanks.
No, actually, I think my favorite was...
I like Team Magma ganging up on James. That was hilarious. Favorite.
No, my favorite part about Team Magma was going into the Pizza Hut after the convention.
And everybody staring
at
us.
No, it was a Pizza Inn filled with like religious stuff on the walls.
I remember we went to lunch with you guys at like a fast food.
It was like Dairy Queen or
something.
Yeah,
and everyone was just like staring.
Yeah.
And we're just like, yeah.
That happened, too.
That was a really good con.
It was. That was a lot of fun. OMG Con used to be awesome. Like, I loved the game room, especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Smash Brothers tournament.
Mm-hmm. That was when I stopped playing Smash Bros. Brawl. I'd actually made it pretty far into the tournament, and the match I was playing, it was super close. Super close. I tripped.
Yeah.
And he got me.
That was the day.
I was like, all right, done with Brawl forever.
Aww.
That was when Lindsay was working on the costumes last minute, and Jesse and Colin came over, and we played Call of Duty on the Wii, and then we played Smash Brothers.
Uh-huh.
And that was when Jesse said his all-time classic. What was it, Jesse?
Nah, I'm not going to say it. All right, well, what?
You can give it context.
So, yeah, basically, so I was playing Link. And I don't remember. I was trying to spike him with the down air.
You can do the down, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just going to... Like, Colin said something, and then my reply to that was, I will come down on you, except I didn't say down.
So Jesse yells out, I will come on you, and then just stop.
And the and guy died. Put down the controller, and I just started like... Oh, God, that was bad. That was so bad. I was just like... Colin's like... Buddy, why? I miss Colin.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Colin in a while.
Yeah, I haven't. He still lives in this area.
Does he really? You just don't hang out with him?
Yeah, I mean, basically that entire group stopped talking to me when I graduated.
Well,
so Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, you don't need friends. Again, buy material items. Material items. The proud sponsor of Podzilla 1985. Jesse, what's your favorite anime? And why is it Pokemon?
It's not Pokemon.
Oh.
I mean, that's really, really hard. It's probably Full Metal Alchemist.
Damn,
it's so good.
It is so good. But I also really, really like Steins Gate and Cowboy Bebop.
Now, Full Metal Alchemist or Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood?
Brotherhood.
I love both.
The first one is...
I agree with Mandy. I like both.
The original one is really, really good, and I love it.
If I had to pick, I guess I'd pick Brotherhood, but
I can't
pick
just Brotherhood because
of Hughes. I love the other one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one downside of Brotherhood.
Didn't they, like, completely, like, gloss over his death?
Mm-hmm. Well, like, they went...
It dies in the third episode compared to episode 25.
You don't get the emotional attachment, and it makes me sad because he's awesome. Because
they expected you to already, like, know him.
Exactly.
No,
I like the humor in the 03 mm-hmm. one. Like, yeah. It had more humor to it.
The original version, you had, like, the entire first half of the original version, most of that is filler because they were trying to keep up with the manga.
But it wasn't done yet.
The manga wasn't even close to done. So, yeah, there was a ton of filler coming out for it. A lot of that early filler involved Hughes.
Yo!
So you were getting really, really attached to Hughes, and he was this awesome character and everything else, and you loved him. Mm-hmm. And then at the very end of the first half, you know... Well, right.
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they did with Sailor Moon.
Every time.
They padded Sailor Moon out because they were trying to keep it steady with the manga.
Yeah.
Which is why
a whole like season was created that had nothing to do with it.
But then when they redid Crystal, they just followed the manga completely, which is why you have no attachment to anybody because they just rush you through the story just like the comic. Yeah.
And that's what Brotherhood was. Like, Brotherhood was almost shot for shot with the manga.
Yeah. Yep.
And Hughes dies in like the second or third volume
of the
manga.
The third episode, for sure.
I'm so, like, it happens really, really early. Like, I thought it was at the end of the first disc.
It's in episode 3.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, I know. I cry. Episode 3 and episode 25 every fucking time.
Yeah, because I still get really, really upset every time Hughes dies.
Okay.
Even when I read it in the manga.
Oh,
because I read it in the manga before Brotherhood came out, and I was like,
I hated when Wolfwood died in Trigun.
That's another one.
That's one
that
made me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there was Kamina.
Gurren Lagann.
Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
Trays and Gundam Wing.
Yeah.
I was upset about that. Did you watch Gundam Wing?
No.
Oh, I love Gundam
Wing. For whatever reason, I couldn't get into giant robot anime as a kid.
Well, see, it took me a few tries to get into Gundam because I watched the first episode when it aired on Cartoon Network. Unfortunately, I had got new anime stuff in the mail that day and was kind of distracted and didn't pay attention completely and got sort of lost. And so I didn't actually get into the series until like 16 episodes in when the first like major plot point twist happens. Mm. And then from that point on, I was completely hooked and I had to wait until it recycled through to get caught up on those first few episodes.
I think my problem with it was like my only source for anime was Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
So with Gundam Wing, I never like I couldn't get into it from the first episode. And that's very much not a show you could just kind of jump into.
There's certain parts that you can, but you do sort of miss chunks of it, especially because it's such a politically heavy cartoon.
Well, sort of.
Yeah, and then you've got versus shows like Dragon Ball Z, where you can pretty much just jump into the middle of any arc and you're good to go.
I like Dragon Ball Z.
I really
like Super a lot.
I'm waiting for more of Super to happen before I actually start watching it.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what about you? What's your favorite anime? Sailor Moon's what's brought us together.
I know, but if you go with what I go back to the most frequently anymore, it's got to be Host Club. Because they crack me up.
I really like Kenshin, too. I've rewatched that a few times.
Rurouni Kenshin?
Yeah.
Samurai X. Did you ever see the movie, Betrayal?
I think so.
Because there was a movie that I saw years ago with Samurai X.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Samurai
X. Steven.
It was one where, like, the wife of a guy he killed... befriends him and then kind of is planning to kill him and then kind of falls in love with him. And then in the end, she like dies and it's like really violent and serious. And I loved it. It was super depressing. I'm like, this is a great anime. So I thought, there's a show. I'll watch the show.
Yeah.
Show is nothing like the movie.
No.
It is super goofy.
It's got some cool stuff in it though.
But like he turns his sword backwards or something so he doesn't kill people.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that
reverse
movie.
Reverse blades.
Yeah. The movie was so serious and a drama. And then that was just so lighthearted and,
there
dumb.
Was
because they wanted to make him like Trigun but with a sword.
And I didn't like it. I mean, Vash the Stampede is there's a reason he's cool. You can't emulate him.
There was one called Samurai Deeper Kyo, I think. And that was really good. Steve and I read a lot of it and he had the anime And that was pretty
good. We're talking about
too.
Bright or Mesmer?
Mesmer. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she always says Little Steven when she's talking about Bright.
Oh, okay.
And if it's anime, it's definitely with Steven, because I've known him forever.
Gotcha.
Yep.
We've watched a lot of stuff. Oh, my God. Yu Yu Hakusho. That's in top three.
See, I like the about first season that of that, and then when it gets into, like, Battle Royale mode, it turns into D&D,
the
and, like, forget it.
Fucking amazing. No. Oh, my no. God. Fucking kidding me?
I was burnt out on DBZ
Are
at that point.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Jesus,
so
Mandy.
Mad right now.
Yeah, no, the Dark Tournament's one of her favorite things in all of anime.
Damn.
But you have to keep in mind, when that came out, DBZ was playing 8 times a day. It was also in tournament mode,
it's
and then
not,
that was on, and
no.
I'm like, F this.
Shit. Fuck. I'm done for this. Oh, my God.
I never watched Yu Yu Hakusho, so I'm out of this argument.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
I like Tenchi Muyo.
It is honestly like probably FMA and then Yu Yu Hakusho. Like, bam. Top two. God damn it, Lindsay.
It just made
so
me sad because
good.
I can't think of an anime series that I like really love anymore. I like movies, but I never watched a lot of series. Like, I watched all the Cartoon Network stuff, but that's
yeah.
about it.
I've tried to rewatch Inuyasha, and that was terrible.
Oh, I was redoing that, yeah.
I loved Inuyasha when I was a kid.
Oh, I
did
too,
yeah.
But I tried to rewatch it because it's on Netflix, and I was like, I'll just throw this on, and I was like, oh, God.
I threw it on the background. I was doing other stuff, and it's honestly just because I'm like, you know what? I haven't heard my 90s voice actors in a while. I'm going to put this on.
You crushed that crush button, well, because I had a crush on the girl with the boomerang.
Kagome?
No.
Sango.
She's fucking yeah.
She was awesome.
Cool. Yeah, no, Sango was
Kidala,
great.
Kidala? Or Kirara?
Kirara!
That's what it's called, though. She flies on. The cute little thing.
Yeah.
What movies did you watch?
Curse of the Yoma? Nope. Okay. You remember Curse of the Yoma?
Yeah.
You really?
Because you showed me it.
Yeah, I have it on DVD.
I know.
It's like...
Not on VHS?
No, I did have it on VHS, but then I got it on DVD. It's like 80s, guy goes to a village and like falls in love with this woman. Turns out the village is like all dead people. I don't really remember anymore. I just remember that one person was like a spider person. He was eating someone else.
Creepy.
It was pretty creepy, yeah. But I'm sure if I rewatched it now, I would go, oh, this is hard to watch through. Twilight of the Dark Master.
That I don't remember.
No idea.
New Dominion Tank Police.
That I remember.
Bubblegum Crisis.
I remember that one.
old animes.
Yeah.
Battle
Angel.
Growlanzer. Growlanzer. Do you remember Growlanzer?
Yeah, I know the one you're talking. It's like.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because the spelling is kind of weird on it. But yeah,
it was like one of the original versions of it. I watched, because we used to watch the Action Channel. Lindsay and I both. We watched the Action Channel.
Action Encore.
Yep, that's where we got all of our anime from, was the Action Channel.
Other than Cartoon Network.
Well, see, I didn't have Cartoon Network.
See, I had Cartoon
time.
Network, so.
Yeah. And Cartoon Network didn't show
but
anime
when I
watched
got,
it.
They had the Tekken movie on there. And
God, the Tekken movie? I watched Lucy, that. Terrible. Street Fighter movie, terrible. Although that was my first nude scene, Chun-Li, and I was like, you can't show that. Gunsmith Cats.
Yep.
Didn't realize how pornographic and perverted that series was till I read the manga.
Fun fact about that nude scene in Street Fighter. So the first time I ever watched it was actually on cable. It was on some channel. I don't remember what it was. And I loved that movie. I was like, yes, this is awesome. Because I love
Street Fighter. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, little known fact, like, for a long time, Street Fighter was my favorite fighting game just because it was my first one ever. Like, the first Super Nintendo game I ever had was Super Street Fighter 2. And, yeah. Anyway, so I watched that movie, and I was like, yes, this is awesome. Me and my little brother were just super into it. And then we saw it at Walmart, and we're like, Mom, please get us this. Get us the, like, it was VHS.
It's Street Fighter!
And I was like, it's Street Fighter. We love Street Fighter. Let's go. It's cartoon. It's cartoon. And so, yeah, Mom buys it for us, and Jake and I are just watching it. And that happens, and we're like, for those of you out there that can't see it, I just went wide-eyed and small mouth.
Like, it was the what are those face?
What is happening?
I was like,
this
oh,
was not in the
I
movie.
Like those. Those are.
This isn't in the game.
I mean,
right?
Jake and I were like 8 and 9 at the time.
Oh, that's when you realize you like them. Yeah, no, that's fine. What I really hate are movies that are based on anime.
Oh,
like when
yeah.
they try to live action it.
Yeah.
Like that horrible Dragon Ball Z.
Oh,
that
God,
Street Fighter
yeah.
movie
was
fun
was
though,
so
or the
bad.
Horrible Tekken movie.
There's going to be an FMA movie.
Yep.
I'll probably like it anyway.
I've seen. All right, so
I've see seen it. Trailers for
yeah.
it.
Did you ever watch the Japanese version of Death Note, the movie, the live action movie?
No.
It's really goofy and corny. Like, it's like super terrible special effects because it's like bad CG and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the American movie that they made.
I liked it.
Apparently, everyone thinks it's garbage.
I liked it a whole lot.
You haven't seen it? Mm-hmm. I really liked it. It's gory. It's fun. I mean, it's Willem Dafoe as Ryuk. You
Which
can't
is awesome.
Beat that.
Yeah, no.
They almost didn't need makeup for it.
Yeah, he just showed up on the set. And they're like, oh, God, how long were you going to make it for? Not yet. Jeez.
Let's get you some hair.
They've been saying they were going to make an Akira movie forever, and they never did.
That would take a lot.
That project keeps like going off and on.
That movie's been in limbo for developmental hell.
Weren't they also supposed to make an Ava movie at some point, too?
They still are. Well, they were trying to, and I think the closest you're going to get to that is Pacific Rim. Which is getting a sequel.
Yeah. Uprising.
Yeah.
It's looking really good.
Yeah. I didn't like the first one.
Which just confuses me so much.
I think the reason I didn't like it was because of Charlie
Day?
Yeah.
No. Charlie Hunman. Oh. The guy from, what was the show on Netflix about the bikers?
Sons of Anarchy.
He was the main guy in Pacific Rim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't like him in Pacific Rim. And I think that's what ruined the movie because I liked everybody else. I love Idris Elba. I love the girl. I don't remember her name. The Japanese girl. She's really, really cool.
And Charlie Day.
And Charlie Day. And Ron Perlman. So, yeah. I mean, there's lots of stuff I liked.
Yeah, and honestly, it was a movie about giant robots fighting giant monsters.
I think it started off poor to me because it just it went like 0 to 100 in 10 minutes. One of the things I love about a Godzilla movie is that they build up the monster.
Yeah, and most of this happened, took place at well after the monsters started coming out.
Right, so they just kind of glossed over and went like, oh, there were monsters and now we're doing this.
Which makes sense because otherwise they would have spent the entire movie on research, like R&D for the robots.
They would have it would have been a prequel, basically, to Pacific Rim. There's a Godzilla anime coming out.
Really?
On Netflix.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Do you guys know anything about it?
No.
Really? Oh, God, it's weird. So it's basically if Godzilla won and humans leave Earth. So they left Earth for hundreds of years, and now they're going back to take the planet back from Godzilla.
Really?
Yeah.
Could be interesting.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know.
It's going to be populated with Godzillas?
I think it's one Godzilla, but there's other monsters.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how excited I am about it.
Yeah, I don't really like that premise, since Godzilla was kind of like, he's more of a protector of Earth.
I hate that.
I
hate that shit. Godzilla. I hate when Godzilla's the protector of Earth. I like Godzilla when he's a force of nature punishing humans. Well, I get what you're saying. Okay, I get what you're saying. He's a defender of Earth, not necessarily humans.
Yeah.
Of the planet. Okay, I get that.
So yeah, if a monster is trying to destroy Earth.
If nature is threatened, he responds.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of what they built him up as. Yeah, okay, you're right. Yeah. Just not a defender of humanity.
No, yeah, definitely not that.
Yeah.
Because he does not care about those buildings when he's trying to protect Earth.
I always said, when people say, well, Godzilla's the good guy, I'm like, in the sense that, if someone was invading your home and there's, ants on the ground and you don't step on the ants, it's not because you care about those ants. It's because you didn't notice them. They were just there.
Right.
While you were doing your business.
And yeah, no, that's a really accurate analogy of what
fuck those ants
Godzilla is.
Yeah,
he does not care about the ants. The ants are really a nuisance, but right now the clear and present threat is the other monster trying to destroy the house.
You know, I think the more I think about it, maybe Gundam Wing might just be my favorite anime of all time.
I love Gundam Wing
because it was also really goofy, but
it had its moments, but it was also serious at times.
I remember just watching it religiously, I was obsessed with it at one point. I didn't even watch, I was obsessed with Sailor Moon too, but the boy in me wants to pick giant fighting robots instead of girls.
Instead of, because Gundams
are awesome.
Gundams are cool. Can't deny that.
No, that was one of those things. I always really wanted to get into Gundam. It's just, it's not a show you could just jump into. And I had already missed the beginning.
And it's hard to go back and watch older stuff. You didn't grow up watching
it. Apparently not a problem for me.
Well, you are more open to, well, I say most things, but there are some things.
I mean, I watch animation in general.
You will not watch, no matter how much we say give it a chance, Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Even I don't hate Rick and Morty anymore, but she's got a grudge. I hate Dragon Ball, and I'll never forgive it.
No, Dragon Ball's.
I just got burned out. No.
The shit was that?
Something
so
happened.
Help me if this effed up my bank. I'm going to be real mad.
If what effed up your bank?
The internet hiccuped when I was transferring Pokemon from my bank to my game.
Might have duplicated them.
Or you might have lost them.
Also a possibility.
Oh, back on the Pokemon topic, huh?
Oh, yeah. Full circle. Back to Pokemon.
Did you ever watch the anime Guyver?
That is not Pokemon. Where the fuck is this going?
I know what Guyver is, but I never watched it.
I wanted to ask you that like 10 minutes ago, but you guys were so in depth.
I've not seen the anime, but I do know that there was a live action movie of Guyver.
Was there?
Well, I just
sorry, Mark Hamill.
Really?
Yeah.
Anime that Steven once again had me watch, and it was gory as shit. Uh-huh. And I remember so much fucking blood, and I was like, Steven, what have you done to me?
Anime. That's one thing I will say. Anime is super gory. Like, if you watch gory animes.
I mean, you know, the Japanese horror stuff in general is super gory and bloody.
Zero fucks to give, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like, did you ever watch Elfin Lied?
Bob did. Loved it. Yeah.
No, there is so much blood in that one.
Yeah.
Invisible arms that just basically literally rip people to shreds.
Well, did you ever watch Vampire Hunter D, the original?
Mm-mm. No.
It was as close to Castlevania as you could get before Castlevania, and it was just like people's guts falling out of their stomachs. Also nudity. That was probably the first anime I saw nudity in. Full on nipplage.
I was always freaked out by the hand.
The face in his hand. Yeah, that would talk to him.
Helsing.
I loved Helsing.
Helsing was really good.
But I don't know if I can go back and rewatch it again. A lot of this stuff,
I haven't tried, but
it's the nostalgic eyes you look at it in. Yeah. You know, like, I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's hard to go back and watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's not true. That holds up. I watched back through Buffy in like 2008.
But did you ever see the movie?
The
original movie that they based the show on?
Yes, actually, I have seen it. I was very confused because
you're like, this ain't Buffy. My Buffy.
That's not Sarah Michelle Gellar. Who that?
Christy Swanson.
Yeah.
And I liked the movie. Luca Perry was in it. Pee Wee Herman was in it. As the vampire.
Weird.
Vampire's bitch.
it's been a really long time since I saw it, but I remember seeing it on cable. I was like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie. All right, cool. I'll check it out. Who dat? is this Buffy? Like, well, they're killing vampires and stuff, so I guess.
I really liked Helsing. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. There you go.
I also liked, do you ever watch Slayers?
I like Slayers.
Yeah. I like Slayers.
Negative.
Like Magic Knight's Rare Earth, Revolutionary Go Utena,
Cardcaptor Sakura.
Yes, Sakura. I like that one.
Yeah,
so
like that one.
I played Ultima Online with this guy, and we became friends on ICQ. And he asked me, he was like, "Do you like Cardcaptor Sakura?" And I'd watched some of it on WB or whatever.
Yeah, it was on WB.
And I was like, "Yeah, I've watched it. I liked it." He's like, "I do fan art for it. Do you want to see some of it?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And if you think that's where it's going, it is. Like, the first picture he sends is like Sakura bent over in like a thong, and I was like, isn't she like 11?
Yes.
Yeah.
I no longer played Ultima Online with that guy.
I liked Dot Hack Sign too.
I never got into Dot Hack.
Never watched Dot Hack.
I thought it was pretty much what Sword Art Online is. Mm. Like, you go and do a game.
And it was supposed to tie in with the games and stuff too.
Never got to play. I really wanted to.
There were a couple members of my anime club in college that they were big into Dot Hack.
Yeah. I really like this series though. I thought the games would be cool, but I just never.
I mean, it has a very strong.
Yeah.
Because they have a very strong cult following at this point.
And there's like 30 of them. There's at least 10 games, I think.
Yeah. Because there's like four different series, I think, and there's at least three games on each of them. I think at least one has four.
I tried to play Xenosaga. Did you ever try that? Because it kind of reminded me, it's an anime inspired RPG. Literally like the first cutscene's an hour. Nope. Yeah. No, I'm good.
I think Krista got me into Phantasy Star Online for a little bit, and that was fun.
Yeah, Lindsay. I know she was wanting to get really into that for a long time.
What's the name of that anime you liked with the that's basically Dynasty like Warriors, but it's not?
Oh, Sengoku Basara.
Lindsay, have you seen Sengoku Basara?
It was really good.
Based on Japanese history, but goofy.
That's kind of neat.
I'm familiar. Isn't that the one where he just like he punches the guy and they explode?
No.
What?
No. What anime?
What
am I
Japanese history
of?
Are you reading?
One Punch Man is all I can think of, and I know that can't be right.
I mean, in this version, Masamune Date's horse is basically set up like a motorcycle.
Because there's an anime that's supposed to be kind of like that. They made a Dynasty Warrior style game based on it. I thought it was
about Fist of the North Star.
Maybe.
Because that has a Dynasty Warrior style game.
Yes. Yeah. Fist of the North Star.
That's another one that they made a movie out of. I actually saw the American movie before I ever heard of the anime.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. It's god awful. I can think of like three anime movies that turned out to be good. And that, I liked Ghost in the Shell. Did you see that yet?
Yeah.
Still?
Ghost in the Shell, I liked.
I didn't like the anime though.
I didn't really like the anime.
Well, because the anime was so slow paced.
It was so boring.
They sped it up for the live action. Honestly, the first Ghost in the Shell, when I watched it, it took me three times to understand it because I kept falling asleep.
I remember I started to watch, like, I watched, like, the first three episodes of Ghost in the Shell, and I thought it was kind of cool. And then just because it was Cartoon Network, you know, they showed, like, current at one point in the afternoon, and then they showed, you know, they had looped around in another part of the evening. Mm-hmm. And I just stumbled into it by accident, or, like, it may have done back-to-back. Because I guess the very last episode was kind of a long episode.
I've still never watched the series, just the movie.
Either way, so I tuned in because it was about to start, and basically I saw the ending. I was like, uh-oh. And I'm like, well, now I'm not really interested in the show.
What about Icky Towson? You guys watch Icky Towson?
I love the premise for that show.
Which was Icky Towson?
Yes, but I hate the show.
Are we talking about the same show? I want to make sure.
Yeah.
Like, perverted show?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, like,
where the girl has an orgasm from fighting?
Accurate.
Yeah.
No, that's the problem. The premise for the show is super cool. You basically have these, like, it's all tied to, like, your fate, and that's all tied to this earring that you have. And whenever this great war starts back up or something like that, you possess the spirit of the fighter of your family. And the premise sounded really, really cool. And then, you know, you start watching the anime and it's very much just softcore and in some cases hardcore porn.
That's the second manga that I ever picked up and just went to a random chapter and saw a blowjob. The first being Gunsmith Cats.
No, that was a hand job. No.
No, that was full on oral sex. She wiped her mouth afterwards too. It was, and she's supposed to be, look like she's 13.
Yeah.
Japan.
What was the other
so
one?
So sexually repressed.
Minnie Mae.
Queen's Blade.
Holy shit. We can't even talk about that.
Let's not pull that back
that's
up.
That's the thing they put on PlayStation Network for free.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Because I remember that's like, so Shannon told me about this. Like,
big
controversy. Have you heard about this controversy yet with this Queen's Blade? I was like, no, what's Queen's Blade? So he starts telling me. And then he's like, yeah, it's for free for download. Like the first like however many episodes were free and available on if you were on PlayStation Network. Yeah.
Holy shit.
And yeah, we downloaded them and watched. Like the first episode,
we couldn't even get through the first episode.
No,
like I remember us talking. I think
because like the girl squirting acid out of her nipples.
Yeah,
the girl pees on herself like twice. It's so perverted.
Yeah,
it was just bad.
Yeah,
upskirt shot, and it's based on. And we found out later that it's based on a literally porno, like armor porn.
Yeah,
it's not.
It's
based
like
on a manga.
It's erotic books that they do for like. Like, oh, look at this girl in this armor. Wink.
Yeah.
You know what else started as porn? I found out. Fate Stay Night.
Really?
Was based on an erotic thing that they turned into
like
an anime
and
cleaned
it
up.
Game.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, because that show is so good.
I told Lindsay that it blew her mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, have you watched any of Fate Apocrypha yet?
No, I haven't. I've only watched the original.
Yeah, I watched the first episode.
I keep meaning to.
Fate, because, like, well, I've only watched Fate Zero Night and... Fate Zero and Fate Zero Unlimited Blade Works.
Okay.
I think are the three that I've watched. They're all
it's
so
good. It's
not the
good. Pepsi. I'm just dying in general.
We're all diseased.
Sick people. You're going to, like, I'm just going to get, like, the super flu or something.
Hey, I went to the doctor finally after a week and a half of throwing up.
What about,
I finally went.
Wolf's Rain. You remember Wolf's Rain?
I fell asleep because it was on so late at night and it was so slow moving.
Witch Hunter Robin?
Same thing. I fell asleep when it was on.
Watch Samurai Champloo?
Yes.
I tried. I couldn't.
I would make fun of it. We would watch it to make fun of it.
We watched fan subbed versions of it when it was airing originally in college.
Yeah.
And because we're like, oh, it's by the same people that did Bebop. This is going to be awesome. We're like, okay, this is okay.
Yeah, Steven and I would like turn down the volume and do our own voiceovers and make fun of it.
You know what works really well together? Jazz and sci-fi. You know what doesn't?
Rap and samurai.
Yeah. That was
ignoring Afro Samurai.
That was
I was actually about to say Afro Samurai has a point to make.
Hold my beer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Afro Samurai is incredible. Love Afro Samurai. Because
of that Samuel L. Jackson.
It did. Oh my God. Even the game was fun.
I never played it. But Asa pointed out to me that apparently they made a second one.
Did they?
That was so bad that they pulled it from shelves before anyone could buy it.
Jesus.
Like, no. I guess it was on Steam, and the guys pulled it from Steam. They were just like, no, this is terrible. We can't, in good faith, put this game out.
Oh, wow, because I loved the first game. It was a lot of fun. Like,
and
it was,
you know who else was in it?
Who's
Ron
that?
Perlman.
Oh, that's true.
Who's just the best. He's like not Ron the Perlman. Samurai that smells of sunflowers. Because that was Champloo.
Yes, it was.
And that was fucking awful.
Yeah,
I went back and watched Samurai Champloo later, like once it was all out and dubbed. It wasn't completely awful, but I found myself just like not caring about anything.
Yeah, yeah. And we got real bored of it. I think
that's the hard part. I don't feel like I can't get emotional attachments to a lot of anime characters. I think we got maybe like 8 episodes in,
and then we went to something else.
It was like I watched.
I think
it for
we discovered
Get
Backers after that.
Oh, Get Backers! Forgot about that one. The show was called Get Backers.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
The only reason I wanted to watch it originally because there was a hot blonde with large breasts. What was her name?
Heaven.
Heaven. Of course. Of course her name's Heaven.
Yeah, that's another problem I have with anime just in general.
Breasts.
Just, no.
Like, how old are you? 13? So double D? What do we got?
Because there are so many, like, really interesting anime, like, premises out there, like Ikki Taozen and, what is that? High School DxD.
Like, I would watch a manga, or I would read a manga or watch an anime about, like, armored women. Like, that's very, I've always thought armored women were really cool. That's why I, like, in medieval games, I usually play a girl, because you never see girls in, like, plate mail and stuff. That's cool to me. But when the plate mail, when the plate mail just covers, like, the nipples and the crotch.
Yeah.
That's not the same.
Fairy Tale. Mm-mm. That's another anime I really like.
Oh, Fairy Tale's great.
Top five.
Haven't watched
for
that.
For sure. Probably, possibly top five.
You probably wouldn't like it. It's very Shonen Jump style. Like,
I haven't given a chance because it's the same style as One Piece and it's ugly as hell.
Well, Mandy and Lindsay aren't friends anymore.
It's much prettier than One Piece.
One Piece is garbage.
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
Fairy Tales are fucking amazing.
Is One Piece garbage? I've heard it's really good. It's just ugly.
I can never get into it.
I tried to watch it like back in the day, like in 9th or 10th grade probably, like when I was super into it, and I think it was really Luffy. I just really fucking hated the main character.
Luffy D.
And so, because I liked Zoro, which is a sword guy. I thought he was cool, but I just, there's
I like
so
the girl.
Much. Nami?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
And then someone pointed out to me, I never saw her, I only saw her in the original.
Yeah.
But apparently, she evolves as the show goes on to like giant breasted, barely any clothing. And that was like, they actually purposely made her more sexual as the show went on.
Of course. Yeah.
But they did the same thing with, like, in Fairy Tale. There's a character, one of the main characters, Lucy Heartfelia.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Lucy Heartfelia.
Lucy Heartfelia.
I thought it was Heartophelia.
I think in the dub it's just Heartfelia, but.
Yeah, I'm used to Japanese.
That's fair.
Lucy Heartfelia.
But either way. Yeah, she, as the show progressed, her boobs got bigger and bigger, and her clothing got smaller and smaller.
And she got more annoying and annoying.
Oh, God. Yeah, she is the worst part of that show.
She had some awesome stuff, and, like, in the beginning, she could do really cool stuff, and now she's just, like, super annoying.
Yeah, in the beginning, she was cool. In the end, she's just this, even her, like, magic specialty is damsel in distress.
Oh, jeez.
Like, she literally, because basically this is a world where, like magic users exist, and I think they call them wizards, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, wizards. Her ability, she has these keys, and she can summon celestial spirits.
And then you have the Zodiac, and they're, like, the strongest ones, which she has, fucking Leo, Loki, the strongest goddamn one, and he, like, never comes out anymore. And he was so awesome.
Yeah, no, like, Loki only ever comes out when he just comes out by himself.
Yeah.
Most of the time, she brings out the goddamn bull.
Or Sagittarius.
Or Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Huh.
The goddamn
bull. Aquarius is really cool, because she hates Lucy, so she's like, don't fucking call me again and drown
I've canceled her. Pokemon Month.
It's anime.
It's
month.
Now anime month.
I'm fine with that.
I mean, Pokemon's
to be
an anime.
Honest, I was looking back through things, and last year November was nostalgia, and December was Pokemon.
Well, maybe December will be Pokemon.
Pokemon's an anime anyway, so we can also talk.
It's
about
all
it.
Together.
Yeah,
it's
true. We can talk about how that show should have died years ago.
No,
we can talk about how he's crammed more shit into 1 year of his existence than any of us will ever do. He's the Forrest Gump of anime.
They really do need to, like...
Age him?
Yes.
The motherfucker's still 10.
Yeah, like, no.
And he never did hook up with Misty.
Right?
Or any of
That's
the high...
That's because he wasn't
Serena
interested.
Serena kisses him at the end of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And I liked Serena.
And he probably went like, no thanks, ma'am. Don't have time for that. I'm going to be the ultimate trainer.
Come on, Pikachu,
I'm gonna
let's
be
go.
10 for forever, yeah.
It's because he's a clone.
I'm pretty sure at some point some of his companions are talking amongst themselves like, you know, he sleeps with that Pikachu. He never goes in his Pokeball.
Well, I mean, you saw Pikachu running through his sleeping bag in the movie.
I heard that he does like that wall break and actually speaks to him.
Oh, that was
the
worst
creepiest
part
of that movie.
That was the worst.
Okay, I was talking to Espy, And I was like, really?
Wait, Espy watched it?
Yeah, he took his kids. Yeah, oh he likes God. Pokemon, Espy. Though. Espy. So I guess he recorded it, and he sent it to me, and I was just, like, watching it, and I was like, because Pikachu's like, I just want to be.
Which is BS on its own, because Pikachu like, didn't want to be in its ball before it knew
Ash. What happens is, like, I forget what it is, but, it like, Ash
basically is vaporized.
Yeah, Ash begs Pikachu to get in the Pokeball before it dies, and Pikachu just turns around and goes, I don't want to go in because I want to be with you.
Yeah.
And it's the creepiest fucking thing.
When he sent me that, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. Everything is wrong. And Pikachu's voice in general.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's so bad.
And then they literally do vape. Ash gets hit so hard he vaporizes. Yeah. But then he comes back somehow.
Because the tears will bring you back.
No, it was no tears. He just came back. There was no explanation.
Pikachu just chased his ghost, and then all of a sudden he came back, and I was like, I'm back. Fuck that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I forgot Pikachu talks. And I looked at Lindsay, like, why the fuck is Pikachu talking?
And I, like, I don't know. So one of the Poketubers I watched was going over a review. He got
Poketuber.
Yes. Would you rather I refer to him as it is, which is Birdkeeper Toby?
What is it?
Birdkeeper Toby.
One of the YouTubers you watch.
Yes, it's a Poketuber. That's what they wrote.
We're not laughing at you.
For some reason, that just really broke Mandy.
Why is that what broke her? All right, go ahead, Lindsay.
Anywho.
Oh, she's snorting. I've only ever heard this like twice in my life.
I'm sorry I broke Mandy.
Go ahead, she's done.
But anyways, he got an early invite to a press release viewing of it. And when Pikachu started talking, the entire room of grown adults just started snickering.
Yeah, because it was like that. That's what you would have heard if you were in the theater.
Pretty much. And it's like,
Mandy's
what?
Mandy's gone. Yeah. She's so dead.
She's almost matching her coat.
Fuck.
I don't even know what that was.
I don't either.
I didn't catch words.
I'm so
and she
sorry.
Said Poketuber.
This is so good.
Jesus.
Is Poketuber really that funny to you? Or is this something else
word.
That you're laughing
no,
at?
It's just that Poketuber, I don't know, my face hurts. God damn. You continue your story anytime.
That was it. That's all I got.
So the Pokemon news that I wanted to talk about was that the game is leaked on the internet now.
Yeah, I'm, like, I wish
a Poketuber got it
God damn.
And released it through the internet tubes.
I wish that I could get excited about Pokemon games.
Yeah, that new one, Ultra.
Yeah.
My God, I'm crying.
Well, this Mandy got a kick out of tonight.
Good.
Yep. Poketuber's just.
Why is Poketuber?
I don't know. I think it was just a collection of I thought it was funny and then you guys thought it was funny.
Are you on medication?
And then I was laughing it. No.
Because medication can do that to you. Lindsay and I were sick once, and we were playing this game. What was the name of that game?
The Doo Doo Turtles?
The Doo Doo Turtles. There was these.
See?
Just
it's
the
not,
memory of the Doo Doo Turtles is getting shit.
It was some online game that he wanted to play, and you could get like a special pet if you did it, and it was a Doo Doo Turtle.
Like
from the sewer.
Shit?
Yeah, from the sewers. It was supposed to be like a Ninja Turtle, but they were called Doo Doo Turtles.
So was it shitting?
So was it just like an unfortunate name? These things were literally like doo doo, as in like.
No, they were just turtles. They were just called.
They were from the sewers.
They were from the sewers, like the Ninja Turtles, but they were doo doo turtles.
It was Korean.
I can't believe I've said this word so many times. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's easily a record for the number of times that word's been said on this show.
But that's one of those things that we heard it and we were on medication and it was so stupid. We just laughed until we cried.
I think the only time that I've ever really done that was actually with Trevor Camp. He and I were hanging out. It was super late at night. We were playing a game called Splosion Man.
Splosion Man.
I don't know
why
that got
funny, Shannon. Yeah.
Splosion Man. The way you said it, just the look on your face.
Because it's just called Splosion Man.
I know
Man.
The
yeah.
game, too. I was like, this is new.
Yeah, and it's just this, it's this really, really fun, like, 2D platformer.
Yeah.
And it's two players, and a lot of what it's based on with the two players is you can splode off of each other.
Oh my.
Yeah, and it was just super fun. And then
I've seen movies like that.
And I remember the moment that just absolutely destroyed us. One of the enemies is a donut man. And whenever he shows up, he gets his own song.
Oh, no.
And I can't remember the words to it.
Well, don't worry. It'll be tonight's opening theme.
There you go. Find that and put it in the opening theme. Because
Donut Man.
The Donut Man theme song broke me and Trevor. Like, we stopped playing. We were in the floor. Because this was at the Ignite House. It was 2:30 in the morning.
Magical things happen at 2:33 in the morning, seriously.
If you stay up that late and watch something, it gets real good.
Yeah, that's when we watched Special Duty Combat Unit Shinesmen for the first time at a con, and we were so, like, giggly, laughy, you could just say cheeseburger in a funny voice, and we would have died.
That was actually, whenever I was in high school, we used to have LAN parties, where, now, for you younger listeners out there,
right, yeah.
Allie, listen up.
back in my day, it was pretty popular.
God, darn it.
It was pretty popular to go over to your buddy's house with your PC, and all of you would load up in one room and you'd play games together. And so you would also stay up all night, eat pizza, drink energy drinks / Mountain Dew.
Yep.
And have a great time. There used to be this energy drink that was available in Cape. I found it in other places, but it used to be at Huck's and it used to be at Kids. It's called Balls Energy Drink.
God damn it, Balls.
I knew he was going to say it before.
Balls Energy Drink. B-A-W-L-S.
I remember.
It comes in a blue glass bottle, and it has bumps on the bottle. There is literally nothing you can say about that energy drink at 2:30 in the morning that is not hilarious to a bunch of high school boys. Nothing. I challenge you to say something.
No. Balls deep. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it was cold, you know, they'd be sweaty. There's bumps. There's so many
bumpy
things.
Balls, sweaty balls. Yeah.
Yep.
It's not as funny when you're an adult.
No, it's really not. Again, that's why I had to put in, like, high school boys.
Right. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Maybe we'll just keep nostalgic November. Today was anime nostalgia. Next week, maybe we'll talk about something else. We'll come up with a something.
All right.
Or we won't.
We'll wing it.
Who cares?
Yeah, we usually wing it. So.
Kids love squalor.
Kids do love squalor. Asa brought up an interesting point today that we have like 250, 60 likes on our Facebook, but we have like between 400 to 600 listeners like per day. I need you guys to go and like our Facebook page if you haven't already. For the love of God.
just please do it.
Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. I'm not going to do any more plugs tonight. Your mission is to go to Facebook.com/Podzilla1985 and give us a like. Invite your friends. Tell them that we're really cool. Vouch for us.
Interact with us.
Yeah.
Like, you can be like Zane Laney. I talk to that dude all the time.
I do too. Zane Laney's an awesome guy. He's really become like a staple of the show.
Yeah.
If he were here, he'd be on the show more than likely.
There you go.
Assuming he's not like awful on the mic, which can happen.
It can. Some of our favorite people are terrible on a mic.
Like Jordan Lowry. Love Jordan.
Oh, man.
Awful on the mic.
Yeah.
Kurt McDowell, amazing guy, very uncomfortable on the mic. Also likes to slam the table when he talks.
When it's a topic that he's enthusiastic about.
And he's a passionate dude.
He has to have some flaw.
Isn't being too perfect a flaw?
See, it to me it is.
Yeah.
Because
then you're boring. But he's not boring.
He's not.
So this is the new campaign we're pushing tonight, starting on Podzilla 1985. Be like Zane Laney. That's our new campaign. Be like Zane.
Oh, we need to get like a logo made for that, like
Lindsay?
Just a hashtag.
I don't have Photoshop anymore.
Use paint.
I don't use paint. I have evolved beyond paint.
Why?
Have you tried GIMP yet?
Did you get it in your high school when you weren't doing archery? Or in the forge making rings, probably?
We didn't have a forge that was college, and I was afraid of it.
In fairness to Lindsay, even Simo has a forge.
God damn, that makes me laugh every time I hear
that. It's called jewelry making majors.
Oh. In my school, they taught you how to steal jewelry. What was the difference?
No, they didn't have a class for that. That was just something you learned in that area.
But they told me that's why they took my jewelry, was for the class. Oh. I got robbed, didn't I?
You sure did, buddy.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Be like Zane. We'll see you guys next week. Sunday, nerd up. And then Nurse for Hire next week.
It's true.
I get a whole week off almost.
Well, you get a Tuesday off.
Yeah. Well, that's an extra day at least.
There you go.
All right. You guys have a good night. We'll see you next week. Bye.